Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green with another episode of Online Marketing Tips. Be sure to subscribe to the full podcast series over at iTunes. You can find that by either searching in iTunes for Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green or by going to ConnieReaganGreen.com and looking on the right-hand side in the sidebar, and you will see the link for the iTunes podcast. So we have a lot that we're going to be discussing today. And first off, I want to make sure that you have access to your study guide. So if you are on the webcast, that's the page you need to be on, the Instant Teleseminar page, you can click where it says Your Study Guide. And that's the one page that I always prepare for you right before the call. So this one is for January 29th, 2013. And what we are going to talk about today is positioning yourself as an expert online. I used to hear that phrase when I was getting started, and I wasn't sure what it meant because I certainly did not think of myself as an expert. And if you are feeling the same or similar with your business, just know that it really is not so difficult to become an expert. And I always say it takes a few months. That's really all that it takes, just a few months of you really focusing on what you want to be known for. Before I go much further, though, I want to make sure I open the line, and this is interactive, so we can have a conversation back and forth. And also, if you're on the webcast, then just type in your questions, and I will be able to see them there. We've got lots of nice questions. Before I go any further, though, I do want to talk about the smoked out fire sale. Now, I'm not going to give a link for it on this call because it is not evergreen. It's only good for another day. And I've been mailing for it, and you've been receiving those emails because I've mailed probably four times for it, and I'll mail one last time. This is what Kelly McCauzy put together because her friend Tisha Lee found herself smoked out of her apartment, which meant the lady who owned the property, or the couple, I guess, that owned the property, are very heavy smokers, and the smoke was just permeating through the walls and the ceiling, and finally she just could not breathe, and she has a couple of children, and she needed to rent a new apartment. And that's easy enough to do, but you need first and last in security, and that's what she didn't have. She didn't have the money right then to do that. So Kelly said, well, let me ask my friends, let me call in favors, let me put together a package, and we'll raise money for what you need. So the package is $14, and I was asked to donate a product, and I was happy to do so. Then I became an affiliate so I could promote the whole package, and I did it for a variety of reasons. I love and trust Kelly. She's very, very smart. She's actually the person who got me started with podcasting. She's been doing it more than 8 years. I had done it a couple of times a few years ago and ended up quitting. I didn't do it. And a little over a year ago now, she said, you know, you really should do a podcast. And I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it 50 times in 2012. And I did. And I've carried on into 2013. So when she asked me to donate a product, I'm always happy to do that for someone like that. Then I wanted to become an affiliate because I knew that I could sell a certain number of packages, and that would help raise the money for Tisha for what she needed to do. But I'll tell you what happened. It was a bonus. Let me open the line. All right, I'll tell you what the bonus was. I purchased the product probably on the evening of the first day because during that day I was busy. I was doing other things. I've been up in Santa Barbara volunteering at the film festival, and I got caught up in my other life in Santa Barbara, and I didn't get a chance to buy it until the end of the day, and I thought, I want to buy it so I can take a look at some of the other packages because there are about 20 people who have donated something. So finally, it took another day or two before I had time to look at it. I looked at the download page, and I thought, boy, a lot of great names here, some names that I didn't know at all, a lot of great topics. And one by one, I started going through the packages, and I started to see who the people were, how they were presenting themselves, how I was actually going to receive the course, the training, the product that they had donated, and that's my aha moment right there. I thought, this is a perfect learning opportunity to see how online entrepreneurs do things so very differently. And so I started making some notes, and I wanted to see what I thought of each one. Some of the people had a very confusing way for me to download their product. I was able to figure it out, but it wasn't easy, and it took me some extra steps. Now, if when I finally got to their product, the product was outstanding, then I didn't mind that I went through the extra steps. But if the product was just kind of average, then I found it annoying that I had to go through so many steps. Other people made it very, very simple for you to download their product or to get involved with their course. And again, I took a look at the quality of what I was receiving. Some of the people never told me their name again. Unless I went back to the original download page, I couldn't tell who they were. Other people had their name. Sometimes they had some branding, and I knew exactly every step of the way who I was dealing with and what I was about to receive. That is a fantastic way to learn what you want to do in your business. With some of them, I didn't know what they were using, what type of software, and so I looked a little closer to see if this is something I want to use in the future or if perhaps I'm happy with what I'm doing. And it turns out I'm happy with what I'm doing. I think I will focus on doing things even a little bit more professionally than I have been, but I've learned so much, and many of those products are outstanding. The ones that I would not consider outstanding, it's only because I'm past that level. I'm not at the beginning or the advanced beginner stage, so if you are, then you'll find those to be wonderful, and some of the ones that are a little bit more advanced may not be ones that you're excited about right now. But being able to get 20 products, and I think it's even maybe 21 at this point, to be able to get all of those products for $14 and then to be able to go through them one by one and download them and join the person's list and receive the product or course that they were donating, that's an amazing learning experience. So any questions or comments about that before we move on? All right, well, good. I see we have lots of people on here, so maybe a little shy. All right, so again, look at your study guide, and what I'm saying is that you can quickly position yourself as an expert by publishing a book on Kindle. This has kind of become the standard in the last year, year and a half. Writing short reports, this is something most of us have been doing from the very beginning. You can use some private label rights to get started with that. You can use your own blog posts and articles to add to what you're putting in your short report, and keep them shorter rather than longer. My short reports that are more than 20 pages don't do nearly as well. People are not nearly as likely to make a purchase as the ones that are under 20 pages for sure. Also, blogging on your topic and hosting teleseminars, webinars, and podcasts. Which today, I'm doing a teleseminar that I turn into a podcast. That's what you're listening to right now. Earlier today, I did a webinar that's just for my mentees, just for my students that are in a paid program, and they get to deal with me in a different way, where we have interaction back and forth throughout the week. I give them resources that they need, that type of thing. And combining all of this together builds a very, very nice business. All right, let me go down to the beginning. Linda in Texas wants to know, I would like to know how you keep your digital content organized. I'm having trouble remembering what I bought from whom. So that's a great question, and in the beginning, I did a horrible job of that. And a couple of times, I bought something for the second time. And the second time that I did that, I said, that will never happen again because I'm going to get more organized. So what I do is I create a folder, like I have one overall folder that I call PLR for the private label rights that I purchase. Within that folder, I have other folders for the different people that I purchase private label rights from. One example is Nicole Dean. Her site is plrbynicole.com, and yes, that is my affiliate link, plrbynicole.com, N-I-C-O-L-E.com. And so within there, I have everything that I have purchased from Nicole for probably three to four years is in that folder. I have a few other people that I purchase PLR from. Their folders are also within that main folder that's PLR. Every time I start a book, I start a new folder. So soon, in the next week, I'll be starting a new folder called Book 2013. And every time I make some notes or have some ideas, whether it's a Word document or a PowerPoint or a notepad document, so it's a text file, I put it in that folder. That way I know where it is all the time. Now, with these folders, another thing you want to do is use something like Dropbox, so that even though you have it on your computer, and you might even have it backed up to an external drive like I do, if something should happen, you know, at that location and the computer is ruined or stolen or, you know, whatever might happen, and the hard drive might go along with it, I don't have to worry because everything is also sent to Dropbox. So that's a way to really stay very, very organized. All right, and Faye says she's in Tennessee, says, hope all is well in California. Everything is fantastic. And Kathy is here. Kathy is going to be at NAMMS again. So be sure if you're going to be at NAMMS, be sure you're coming early. We start on February 7th with my Day Before event. And email me, let me know if you're coming so I can tell you where we're meeting. We're not meeting in the lobby this time. We have a special location. So I want to make sure that you connect with our group. I want to share a little bit more about what I did up in Santa Barbara. I've been going to Santa Barbara regularly since the mid-1980s. So I always joke that I was a small child at that time, but the truth is I was almost 30 years old when I first fell in love with that area and really wanted to pursue the idea of being able to live there at some point in the future. And now I live there part-time. So anything we want to do definitely is possible. But I want to talk about the film festival. I've been going to that festival off and on since the mid-80s. And when I was going this time, you know, so I've gone sometimes 2 or 3 years in a row. Other times I've missed it completely for a year or two. This time I decided I was going to be a volunteer. Now, I volunteer for a lot of charities, a lot of nonprofits, things like that. But I had never volunteered for the film festival. And even though I believe they're a 501c3 nonprofit, I believe they are. I'm not positive about that, but I don't think of it in the same way because it's not a group that's helping others in the way that I'm used to doing. I'm used to helping a specific group of people either locally or nationally or internationally, and I love doing that very much, but I thought I would like to see what it's like to be a volunteer for the film festival. So I signed up, and I realized very quickly that what I was signing myself up for really was a job. So I was working with the press team in the press room, and part of what we did was working alongside, you know, people like Daniel Day-Lewis and Ben Affleck and some of the others, but a great part of it was dealing with the press when they would come in and want to pick up their credentials and find out more information and everything like that. And every morning when I would get up and go to work, and one of my emails even said I had to leave for work pretty soon, you know, I haven't done that for 7 years. And so I decided to do it the way I had done my teaching and real estate jobs, which they really were, during the last couple of years when I knew I was going to leave. I decided to treat everything I did like a $1 million job. And so going to work in the press room, I made sure that I was there about 15 minutes early. I made sure to say hello to everyone, to make eye contact with them, to connect with them. I learned the people's names, and I found out as quickly as possible what they wanted and needed from me as a volunteer, because we were a group of about 12 volunteers that came in at different times on different days, and I met about half of them. I met about 6 of the volunteers in my team with the press room there, and it was very obvious that some of the volunteers were really, they were happy to be there, but they weren't really up to the task of doing everything they could to treat this like a very, very special and important job. So I thought, let's see if everything that I've been doing these past years in building my online business, let's see if it transfers over to volunteering for an event like this. Would they notice if I did my very best, made a huge effort to do exactly what they wanted and needed? And the answer was yes. By the second day, they were aware that I was someone that was taking this very seriously, that could always be counted on to do what I needed to do, would never complain about doing anything. I even took the trash out one day, and they hadn't asked me to do it, but the people from the hotel where we were stationed, we were in the Hotel Santa Barbara, they were very busy with something that day, and so I have no problem picking up the trash bags and taking them out and getting new trash can liners and doing that. I tried to just make myself available in every way possible. I let them know what my skills were. I let them know that I did have some computer skills, which became very fun. I got to help make the press badges for people that came in and check people in and do the sign-in sheets, things like that. And I also let them know what I wasn't good at. I wasn't good at doing Excel spreadsheets. So we found another volunteer who was, and she and I worked together. So the point that I'm trying to make with all of this is that the skills that you are honing and developing and working on every day with an online business will transfer over to anything else that you want to do in your life. You know, when I left Santa Barbara yesterday, they were upset. They said, gee, we wish you could stay. We really need, you know, you to help us. And I said, but you have other volunteers. And they said, yes, but what you're doing is so special. It's making what we do so much more fun, easier, more smooth, that type of thing. So whatever it is that you want to do in your life, know that you can do it now that you have these skills and the work ethic that goes along with being a successful entrepreneur. And I think this is very, very important to talk about, because knowing what I know now, back in my life 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, I could have had greater success if I had been willing to take more time, make more effort, and do a top-notch job instead of just kind of doing the job I was supposed to do, but not very much extra. So any questions or conversation around that? All right, let me go to Ren's questions. Ren says, I'm starting an online marketing business and I'm deciding to jump in full time, so I love to hear that. With what you now know, after many years of having started and now a very successful authority on the subject, can you please give a quick rundown of a good daily schedule from rising early to going to bed late in order to develop as habits for someone starting out like me? Thank you very much. And Ren, Ren's in Toronto. I'm going to go ahead and read the next part of your question. This is a follow-up of my earlier question asking about a daily schedule. I've just read your book, The Inner Game of Internet Marketing, and from everything I've researched, affiliate marketing would likely be my focus in my first initial foray into this career. I've developed 2 blog sites part-time over the past year, mostly curated material with affiliate links, banners, and such, with no earnings yet, likely due to not having my voice yet and reviews of the material not being original. Your action steps are great. I hope that with all you know, I'm hoping that with all you know, how would you craft a daily schedule for yourself if you were just starting out like me? Thank you again. All right, well, I love your question because it shows that you understand that this really is a business. And in the beginning, think of it like a job. Think of it like your million-dollar job, because that's exactly what it will become if you're willing to make a huge effort during your first 1 to 2 years. And there's a saying that now I use all the time, you know, do what others won't for a year. Live the rest of your life the way others can't. And this is what's happened to me. During that first 1 to 2 years, I was willing to really keep my head down, get my work done, and build something. I didn't go off on tangents. I didn't change my niche over and over and over. I didn't get discouraged and frustrated. Instead, I kept moving forward, and it certainly was not easy to do. But I knew that if I didn't do it, I definitely would not have a chance. So let's take a look at the day in the life of a new online marketer. Getting up early and staying up late, I don't know that you really have to do that. What you want to do is make sure that you're active for 6 to 8 hours a day, because this is a creative business, and I don't know that you can work 8 hours in a row or even 8 hours with some breaks and really have the same benefit. So what you want to do first is figure out what your prime time is. For me, my prime time is early in the morning. It's from about 6:30 in the morning until 10 or 11 at the latest. That's when I do my best writing, my best creation in terms of products, and everything that's really so important to my business and to earning money. So find out when your prime time is. If you have two periods of prime time, that can be even better. I'm trying to develop one that's a little later in the evening. That's something I work on almost every day. And that will give you more time to really create what you need to create. So once you have figured that out, make sure that you are at your computer during those prime time hours as many days as possible. As many days as possible, which means I am likely to be at my computer writing 5 or 6 days a week, much of the time. When I travel, I don't do that at all. When I'm somewhere like at the film festival, I don't do that at all. So I don't do it 52 weeks a year. But during weeks like this one, I have a full week, 8 days actually, before I leave for Atlanta for NAMMS. Every single day, including Saturday and Sunday, I will be at my computer during those early morning hours so that I can do my writing, which includes the blog posts, the articles, starting my new book, any ebooks I might be working on, short reports, anything like that, things that position myself as an expert. So that's what I want to do. During the other times, that's when I'm doing things like learning and studying. So I've said in the second part of the study guide here, blog your way to expert status, read, write, learn, and leverage everything you can about your niche topic. So in order for me to have things to blog about, that requires me to read and write and learn and leverage what I'm going after to do. That I'm going to do later in the day. So if I'm going through someone's course, as I am usually every single week, when I go through someone's course, I'm going to do that later in the day. That's going to be probably after 12 noon, not during my prime time writing and creating hours. Then, I haven't even asked you what your real niche is going to be. Make sure everything you do is pointed toward that niche. So if you were doing dog training, everything you'd be writing about, everything you'd be reading and writing and learning and leveraging would all be related to dogs in some way, where within just a few months, it really doesn't take more than about 3 months, you really would become an expert. You would know so many things. You know, I'm someone that has always loved libraries long before I became a teacher, and I always recommend that you go to your local library and read about your topic. I've done that now with business and marketing books, and I've learned so very much by doing that. So then you talked about affiliate marketing, and you're exactly right. Affiliate marketing is the perfect way to start earning some money. I recommend buying the courses, buying the ebooks, buying whatever the products are before you recommend them. It's so very difficult to recommend something that you haven't purchased. So I'll take us back now to the Kelly McCauzie Smoked Out fire sale. I recommended that on the first day because my product was there, and I knew my product was worth really $97. So if somebody paid $14 and only benefited from my product, I felt like they definitely got their money's worth. I did know maybe half of the other people that were contributing a product, so I felt like I could recommend it. But I did purchase it then the night of that first day because I wanted to make sure I was doing what I always do. I want to purchase before I recommend. Because then, on the second day when I sent the email, I called out two of the specific people that had products in there and talked about how beneficial they were. And one of the people didn't realize I even knew who she was, Jenny Munn. And she talked to me then on Twitter. We had a nice conversation. She's going to be at NAMMS. So a nice relationship can be built because her SEO book I thought was fantastic. Very, very good. So that's the next thing that you're going to do. The third thing I'm going to recommend, so, you know, in the beginning, you're picking your primetime hours, you're writing, you're getting everything set up, you're blogging, you're learning from other people. The next thing is you're going to find people that you can collaborate with. You'll find them on social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You'll also find them at live events. Another way, especially if it's difficult for you to get to enough live events, because you need two a year for sure, you really do. If that's really very difficult to do, then what you want to do is go into the forums, such as the forum at NAMMS. And that's why on your study guide here, I continue to recommend NAMMS. Because in that forum, that's where you're going to connect with the people that finally, at some point in the future, you'll meet in person. You may want to take them offline, which means ask them if you can call them. Say, I'd really love to talk to you. We've been writing back and forth in the forum, or we've been writing back and forth on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. I'd love to have a phone call with you. When is a good time for you? And then you can do it on a telephone or you can do it via Skype. But really connect with people, and this will really push you to the top more quickly. Now, with me, I didn't do that because there was no social media when I came online. Social media really didn't take off in a big enough way until I had been online about 2 years. It was 2008 for sure when things were really taking off. You know, in 2009 when it became kind of more commonplace. So it was the dark ages when I started and I didn't have that. I didn't even start going to live events until 2008, until April of 2008 when I went to Armin Morin's big seminar in Atlanta. And that was a big deal for me and that's how I really got that first jump. So what you want to do then is connect with people and see what do they have that you could recommend and would they be interested in creating a product with you jointly later on, so as a joint venture. And that's another way that you can really get started earning income. You also want to build your list. So you do that by getting your name out in front of people as often as possible. With your short reports, with your articles, with your blogs, use a free application through Facebook called Networked Blogs to get your blog to automatically be syndicated within Facebook. That's very, very important. So that's as far as I'm going to go for now, Ren, because I think what I'm telling you probably will carry you through at least the next 30 days. And then I want to know what's happening, what's it like. Let me know on Facebook or send me an email. All right, and Annie is thanking me for introducing her to Mike Stewart. Yes, the video guy. Wonderful. So you have done some great things with that. And you've done videos on the cutest dog model and children face painting by the London face painters. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Now, Linda in Canada said to me, you replied to my Twitter. Do you respond to each individual follower, or is this an autoresponder? Yeah, when you write to me, when you do at Connie Green on Twitter, then I see that immediately. When I go into Twitter and I click connect, then it shows me who has connected with me, and then that's me writing back to you. Is there a study guide or notes from a call? No, because this is not the mentee call. The mentee call is the paid group that you're a part of. So this call is an open call, a lead-generating call that gets turned into a podcast for the world to hear. And this is a teleseminar only. It's not a webinar. All right. And Annie says, how do you get press releases to the top of Google? Well, I will tell you probably the biggest secret is the free ones really won't do that. You really need to pay for a press release. The place that I recommend is called webwire.com, webwire.com. It's $25 for the basic press release, and it's worth every penny. Make sure to follow their guidelines for doing it, or go over to, not really or, kind of and, go over to, I want to make sure I'm telling you to go to the right place, Connie Reagan Green. Do I have it here? Do I have it here? Yes. Okay, go to ConnieReaganGreen.com. If you just hover over where it says short reports in the title bar there, it's the second one down, how to write a press release. That way you'll know that you're writing it in the correct format, which is so, so important. And you can get that to the top of Google, and it'll stay there for quite a while, actually. All right, let's see. Okay, so Kathy is here, and she says, what legal things do we need to protect an online company? You know, I can't talk too much about this because I am not a legal professional of any kind. I have absolutely no credentials, so I'm not able to give any legal advice ever. Okay, so I would say that what you want to do is meet with your mentor, and everybody must have a coach or a mentor. You must. None of us made any money until we started having someone we could work with. We might have made dribs and drabs of, you know, $50 here or there, but we never made enough to have a mortgage or two mortgages and travel the world and do things until we started working with someone. So that's the person that you want to sit down with and have them recommend the people and the sites that they're using to protect their business legally. That's who will do it. All right, Tracy said, I've written a few articles for eZine Articles and have not received a very good click-through rate. And I was wondering what anchor text was. All right, and Tracy, because this is a teleseminar, this is audio only, I can't show you, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be silly here. I'm going to tell you the best-kept secret in the world. When you want to find out anything, there are two places to go. One is Google, google.com, and type in, what is anchor text? Or go to YouTube, youtube.com, also owned by Google, and type in, what is anchor text? They will show you exactly what that is. And it's the words that you're able to click on to highlight, and or they're highlighted, and you click on, and they take you to another site. So that's anchor text. But I can't show you how to do it on this call. But you can learn how to do it for free. And that's for everyone. Whatever it is that you want to learn how to do, it's the information's available. The only reason we buy courses and have mentors is because we want to do it this year, this quarter, not 5 years from now. Let's see who had some noise. Richard had some noise on his line. So, Richard, if you want to come back in, hit *7. All right, and Tracy's saying, in the resource box for my articles, I have a link pointing to my blog, but should I point it to a sales page or affiliate link? Thank you for these calls. They've been so helpful to me. I'm glad they have, Tracy. This anchor text, this link that you have in your resource box, in the beginning, you really want to have it somewhere where you can have people join your list. So to your blog, where there's an opt-in box there is a perfect place, to an opt-in page that you have set up, and over time you'll have multiple opt-in pages, so people will have multiple opportunities to find you through different keyword phrases to join your list. So that's another way to do that. I wouldn't send them to a sales page. I do that once in a while, but I don't do it too often, or, you know, through an affiliate link to a sales page, and the reason is that every time all of us, when we go to a sales page, typically we're sent there by someone that we're on the list of, so it was in an email, like I sent all of you to the Smoked Out, you know, fire sale through my affiliate link, and you clicked on that page, and most of you, the first time you saw it, you said, maybe, I don't know, it's only $14, but is this something I'm going to use or not? And in the back of your mind, you probably said, Connie will tell me about it again, and she'll for sure tell me when it's the last day. So most of the time you go and then you click away, you close the page. Well, imagine if you're reading someone's article and they want to send you to a sales page, you don't even know who they are. So there's not too much chance you're going to buy. The click-through rate and the conversion rate ends up being about 1%. That means about 1 out of 100 readers would go there and actually buy. And those odds just aren't very good. So instead, what you want to do is send people to your blog or to an opt-in page where they can see who you are, what you have to offer, your free giveaway, and what you're writing about your topic. If they resonate with it, if they see that you have information to share with them that they're interested in, then there's about a 30% chance that they'll leave their name and email address. So you're not trying to sell them something right then necessarily, but they're on your list, so you have that opportunity to build up the know, like, and trust factor with them over time. So I hope that that's helpful to you. All right, let me see what else I have over here. I'm talking about writing an ebook or a Kindle book to become, you know, and position yourself as an expert. Jim Edwards' program, it's $27, his 7-day ebook course. I still highly, highly recommend it. It's over 500 pages long, and it has detailed screenshots of everything that you need to do. So I'm recommending that at ebookwritingprofits.com. Then I have my blogs listed. My main blogs are hugeprofitstinylist.com and ConnieReaganGreen.com. So take a look at each of those so you can see how they're similar and how they're different. And I've also added here in the resources that if you sign up for hosting through Bluehost at BluehostSolutions.com, that's my affiliate link, I'll install and set up your blog for you. I'll put the plugins that I use. And I just don't do anything like headers or graphics or customizing a theme. That is not stuff that I know how to do. But I install the standard theme on there and the plugins that I use, and you'll be in business. All you need to do is add an opt-in, and you will definitely be in business. All right, let's see. Are there any questions from people that are on the phone? All right, well, I want to thank you for spending this time with me. Be sure to sign up for the podcast. Just go to ConnieReaganGreen.com. You'll see it right there on the right in the sidebar, or go over to iTunes. And if you put in Connie Reagan Green, you'll probably find both of my podcasts, as well as a few other times when I've been interviewed for other people's podcasts. This is a wonderful, magical business. It allows you to do things in your life that you never thought possible. Your imagination will go wild as new things open up to you. You'll have opportunities that you didn't even know would be an opportunity during your lifetime. This is definitely the way to have what you want to have and help others around you, people in your family, people in your community, people around the world that you'll probably never meet. I can't imagine doing any other type of business. So I want to share information with you on a regular basis. Make sure you stay in contact with me. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Thank you so much for coming.
Bye, Connie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.